So today in Matthew, we've come to the record of the crucifixion of Jesus.
今天马太福音我们要看的是耶稣被钉十字架。
And this whole section is really amazing.
这是一段非常奇妙的经文。
It's, I don't know if you know the word ironic, but it's really ironic what happens here.
在这边发生的事情非常的具有反讽，具有讽刺性。
It's just, what's going on is not what you would expect. It's almost the opposite of what you would expect.
因为这边发生的是意想不到的事情。
So, let's read it and then we'll think it through and what God has to teach us from this passage.
我们先把这些经文读过一次，然后来思想神要我们思想的事。
So if you'll turn to Matthew chapter 27,
请翻到马太福音27章。
And I need a volunteer to read in English and a volunteer to read in Chinese. It's Matthew 27, verse 27 to verse 54.
我们请一位念中文，一位念英文。经文是27章27节到54节。
Okay, we got an English volunteer.
To 54. Should I start? Yes, okay. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and they put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him, and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spit upon him, and took the reed, and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off of from him, and put his own raiment on him, and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting his lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture they cast lots. And sitting down they watched him there. And they set over his head his accusation written, This is the Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by revealed him, wagging their heads, and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple, and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him, with the scribes and the elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, Let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, This man calleth Elias. And straightway one of them ran, and took a sponge, and filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave him to drink. The rest said, Let be, let us save thee, Elias. We'll come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints were slept arouse, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. One more? Yes, okay. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly this was the Son of God.
巡抚的兵就把耶稣带进衙门，叫全营的兵都聚集在他那里。 他们给他脱了衣服，穿上一件朱红色袍子，用荆棘编作冠冕戴在他头上，拿一根苇子放在他右手里，跪在他面前戏弄他说：“恭喜犹太人的王啊！”又吐唾沫在他脸上，拿苇子打他的头，戏弄完了就给他脱了袍子，仍穿上他自己的衣服带他出去，要钉十字架。他们出来的时候遇见一个 古利奈人名叫西门，就勉强他同去，好背着耶稣的十字架，到了一个地方名叫各各他，意思就是骷髅地。兵丁拿着骨胆调和的酒给耶稣喝，他尝了就不肯喝。他们既将他钉在十字架上，就撵归分他的衣服，又坐在那里看守他，在他头以上 安一个牌子，写着他的罪状，说：“这是犹太人的王耶稣。”当时有两个强盗和他同钉十字架，一个在右边，一个在左边。从那里经过的人讥笑他，摇着头说：“你这拆毁圣殿三日又建造起来的，可以救自己吧。你如果是神的儿子，就从十字上下来吧。”祭司长 和文士并长老也是这样戏弄他说：“他救了别人，不能救自己。他是以色列的王，现在可以从十字上下来，我们就信他。他倚靠神，神若喜悦他，现在可以救他，因为他曾说我是神的儿子。”那和他同钉的强盗也是这样讥笑他。从五正到深处，遍地都黑暗了。 约在深处，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼！”就是说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”站在那里的人有的听见说：“这个人呼叫以利亚呢。”内中有一个人赶紧跑去，拿海蓉沾满了醋绑在苇子上，并送给他喝。其余的人说：“且等着，看以利来救 他不来，耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。忽然，殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂，坟墓也开了。已睡圣徒的身体多有起来的，到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来，进了圣城，向许多人显现。百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人看见 地震并所经历的事，就极其害怕地说：“这真是神的儿子了。”
Thank you both for reading. Now you've probably read this story before and heard it preached on many times.
大家之前可能都听过这个故事，而且也听牧师讲到。
And even if you're not familiar with Christianity, you might think this looks like a familiar story.
就算对基督教不熟悉, 对这个故事也应该有一定程度的熟悉。
I mean, we have a political prisoner who was condemned by a government to be executed.
我们之前也有可能看到有政治犯被政府控告处以死刑。
And a lot of injustice happened, and then he was executed.
那因为当时不公义，所以这个政治犯就被杀了。
As you hear it, you might think of some story you've heard about something in Burma or something you read about Gandhi in India or something like that.
大家可能在缅甸或者在以前甘地时代的印度都听过这样的故事。
On the surface, the events that happen are just straightforward. They're very sad, but they're just straightforward. The steps leading up to somebody being executed.
这些故事就是叙述这些人如何遭受不公义的迫害，然后最后终于被处以死刑。
This account that Matthew gave is one of the most ironic things that you can imagine.
可是马太福音这边的这个故事是世界上最讽刺的故事。
Everything you look at is not what you expect.
你所看见的都不是你预期中会发生的事。
Who the way the people in the story?Treating Jesus is the opposite of what you would expect.
因为他们对待耶稣的方式不是你期待人们会对待耶稣的方式。
We'll see if this is stronger battery since I'm farther away from the machine. And also, the people that are against Jesus are not who you would expect.
这些反对耶稣也不是你本来预期中会反对耶稣的人。
And I would say this passage in Scripture is one of the most ironic stories in all of human history.
我觉得马太福音这边这段经文是历史上最讽刺的一个故事。
So we read about Jesus.
这边是耶稣的故事。
And he's the Messiah.
他是弥赛亚。
And if you looked at the beginning of Matthew, you'd see a record of his genealogy and how he's the descendant of the greatest king in Israel.
我们如果看马太福音一开始就可以看到耶稣的族谱，就可以知道他是以色列最伟大的王的子孙。
And if you read the whole book of Matthew, you'd see how Jesus is one of the most good, is the most good and pure person that ever walked the earth.
如果你把马太福音全部读过一次，你就可以看见耶稣他是历史上最纯洁、最良善的人。
But all of the people right now are treating Jesus the opposite of what you would expect someone to treat a king.And a descendant of the greatest king in Israel.
可是，虽然耶稣他是以色列最伟大的王之一的子孙，人们却不怎么样对待他。
They're treating him like the worst criminal.
他们对待耶稣的方式，就好像耶稣是个罪犯一样。
And calling for his execution.
而且他们还要把他处以死刑。
And not only that, but the Jews, the ones who had this King David in the past, and who Jesus is descended.From the Jews are the ones asking for the Romans to crucify him.
而且这些犹太人他们知道说，虽然耶稣是大卫王的子孙，他们还要求罗马巡抚把耶稣处以死刑。
And last week when Eric was preaching, he was saying that, you see that the Roman governor was trying to set Jesus free, and the Jews were the ones that were pushing for his execution.
如果上个礼拜你有听到 Eric 的讲道，你就可以知道说。即使罗马巡抚他想要放了耶稣，可是这些犹太人却不愿意让他走。
And then look at the soldiers.
再来看看那些士兵的反应。
They're dressing him like a king.
他们把耶稣穿得像是个王一样。
Put the scarlet robe on him.
他们帮耶稣穿上一个鲜红的袍子。
And give him a scepter.
他们又给耶稣一根权杖。
And give him a crown.
帮他戴上一顶冠冕。
But actually, they're just doing that to torture him. They're doing the opposite.
可是他们这么做是要折磨他，不是要荣耀他。
That crown put on him was not a crown of gold. It was a crown made from thorns, and it made his head bleed.
那个冠冕不是黄金做的，是荆棘做的，所以耶稣戴上去以后头就流血了。
And then they would bow down and say, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And then they take the scepter that's supposed to represent the king's authority, and then just take it and hit him on the head.
他们又跪在耶稣面前说恭喜啊犹太人的王可是他们却从耶稣手中抢走那个苇子那个本来是权杖是象征国王地位的可是那些士兵拿这个苇子来打耶稣
It's totally the opposite
所以他们对待他的方式不是像对待一个王
And when they crucify him they put a charge they list the crime on top of the cross
他们把耶稣钉十字架以后在十字架上面挂了一个牌子牌子上面写了耶稣的罪状
They're saying why is he being sentenced to death?
罪状里面是要告诉世人为什么耶稣会被钉十字架。
Now, there are a lot of things you would think it should say there.
你可能会以为说牌子上面会写了很多罪状。
like you'd expect it to see. This man was a mass murderer.
你可能会以为说牌子上面会写着说这个人是个连续杀人犯。
This man committed a horrible crime.
或者说这个人犯了可怕的罪。
You all know the stories in newspapers of criminals that are caught and they did something really bad. It happens in Taiwan, it happens in every country.
在全世界你如果看报纸都会看到报纸上面有很多关于很多人犯了可怕的罪的报道。
What does the charge say though?
可是在这边耶稣头上的牌子写了什么呢？
Verse 37, yeah, that's right. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
这边写的是37节，这边说这是犹太人的王耶稣。
That's all the charge says.
罪状里面就只有写了这句话。
What a strange thing to say.
这不是很奇怪吗？
And that's why they're crucifying him.
他们就是因为这个罪来钉十字，把耶稣钉十字架。
How ironic.
这真是很反讽。
Now, I don't know if you know, you've ever read any of William Shakespeare's plays?
不知道大家有没有读过莎士比亚的戏剧。
How many of you have read them?
有多少人有看过莎士比亚的戏剧？
Oh, didn't they force you to read them in school?
是不是学校的时候老师强在学校的时候老师强迫大家读？
He was the greatest playwright in England that England has probably ever had.
莎士比亚是英国有史以来最伟大的剧作家。
But he could not have written a more ironic and a more tragic scene than what we're seeing going on right here.
可是莎士比亚的戏剧里面没有一幕比我们现在读的这一幕更悲剧性、更讽刺。
What we just read here just really surpasses all the imagination of men and all the literature that's written.
今天我们读的经文比人类史上文学史上所有人类想象出来的情节都还要更。
I mean, I told you all about these things. The opposite is happening from what you would expect.
这边发生的事情跟我们所预期会发生的事是完全背道而驰的。
But it's even a double irony.
但是这个讽刺性是双倍的讽刺。
Jesus really was the king.
因为耶稣他真的是王。
At that very moment of his greatest weakness, he was actually conquering and winning a kingdom.
这个时刻看起来好像是耶稣最软弱的时刻，可是就是在这个时刻他赢得了他的王国。
All those things those people were scorning him and saying about him, they were actually really all true.
因为这些人在戏弄他，在嘲笑他，可是这些人所讲的每一句话却都是真的。
And even in the moment of that greatest weakness and shame, he was winning the victory. Totally the opposite of what it looks like.
所以虽然耶稣这时候看起来又软弱又受人羞辱，可是事实上他是赢得他的胜利，这是一个完全是背道而驰的两件事。
Now this story we just read is not written as a piece of literature just to entertain you or make you marvel at how brilliant the writer was.
今天看的不是人类写的文学，不是要博君一笑让大家觉得说哦，这个作者真的是会写故事。
It really is a record of history.
我们今天读的是历史上曾经发生过的事。
And you notice one place in here, it talks about a prophecy being fulfilled.
在今天的经文里面有一句话说，耶稣的死成就了先知的预言。
I'm not going to take the time today, but every little thing that happened was a record, was a fulfillment of many, many prophecies made in the past.
今天这段经文里面的每一个细节都应验了先知几千年来所做的预言。
There were thousands, over a thousand years of history leading up to this event that was happening right there.
几千年以来的历史就是为了这一刻而发生。
And what was happening right there is something not just of significance for that time and that nation across the world from us, but it was something of cosmic proportions with significance for everything in the whole world and the whole universe.
那这段经文里面所记载的这件事情的发生，不但是对当时还有当时世界的人具有很大的力量，这件事情的发生对于整个世界是有扭转世界的力量，而且对于后代的每一件事每个人都有影响到。
Now think back when we just started reading this today, and you started listening to the two people reading in Chinese and English.
我们想想看，我们讲到一开始的时候听那中文和英文的。念这个经文的，我们想看那个经文的内容。
How are you feeling?
你在听他们两个人念经文的时候，你的感受如何？
Were you thinking about other things?
还是那时候你心不在焉呢?
Do you realize what was being read is the most significant event in human history and the most significant event for your own life?
你知道当时候他们念的是人类历史上最重要的事情吗?而且这件事情也是你生命中最重要的事。
These, like some things that you think are important, it makes you stop in your tracks because you're listening and you're seeing what's going on.
这件事情的重要性应该足以让你停下来来思考这件事。
We all have experiences in our lives when we witness or we hear about a significant event, and it just makes us stop from what we're doing because it, somehow we feel there's this huge importance of it for our lives.
我们生命中可能都有一些，可能都有经历过这样的时刻，就是有很重要的事情发生了。那这些事情发生以后，你不得不停下你手边所做的事情，来关注这件事情的发展。
Now, I don't know what it is for you. For Americans, a lot of people, a significant event was the World Trade Center bombing.
我不知道对各位来讲最重要的事是什么，但是对很多人美国人来讲，最重要的事情就是美国的双子星贸易大楼那时候被炸。
People still can remember where were you when you found out that the World Trade Center had been destroyed.
911事件发生的时候，很多人到现在都还记得他们那个时候身在何处，是怎么接收到这个讯息的。
How many of you know where you were?
大家记得911发生的时候，你那时候在哪里吗？
I remember it like it was yesterday.
对我来讲，这件事情还历历在目，好像昨天才发生一样。
Judy and I only had one daughter at that point, Faith, and she was a little crawling around baby.
那时候 Judy 和我只有一个女儿，就是 Faith, 那时候 Faith 还在地上爬。
I was an intern at a church in Hawaii.
那时候在夏威夷一个教会实习。
And we woke up that morning and we got a call from our pastor.
那天早上醒来之后，就接到牧师，我们牧师打来的电话。
He said, "You better turn on the news."
他说，你最好赶快开电视。
He said, "There are several places that are on fire, and it looks like some airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center."
他说，好几个地方好像都有爆炸案发生，而且有飞机直接撞进那个双子星贸易大楼。
And we had a lot of plans for the day.
那天其实我们本来有很多事要做。
And just everything, we stopped it.
可是我们却放下手边一切的事情。
And we just turned on the news.
就打开电视看新闻。
And at that time, this only one plane had hit one of the towers, and as we were watching the news, the other plane came and hit the other tower.
我们开电视的时候，那时候只有一辆飞机撞进那个双子星大楼，然后我们这样眼睁睁的看电视的时候，就看到另外一辆飞机撞进另外一栋大楼。
And we just had a sense something, especially when that second plane hit, something hugely significant is going on here. And we spent the whole rest of the day and the whole rest of the week trying to figure out what kind of implications is this going to have in the world and in our lives.
那我们看到第二辆飞机撞进双子星大楼之后，我们心里面就知道这件事情极为重大，可能对整个世界，对我们的生活都有极大的影响，而且我们也知道这会怎么影响到接下来的整个世界的发展。
We have an expression, we just say the world stopped.
我们英文里面有一句话就是说，好像整个世界都停止运转了。
When you were reading about this event at the beginning, did the world stop for you?
可是我们在读这段经文的时候，你有那种世界停止运转的感受吗？
The people in the event that you're reading about, when they were witnessing it, eyewitnessing it, did the world stop for them?
在这段经文里面，当然有人是亲眼目睹这一幕的发生。可是经文里面的这些人，他们的感受好像，他们有感受到说，他们目睹的是一件很重要的事吗？
They were experiencing the most significant event in human history.
这些人当时所经历的是人类史上最重大的事件。
But look at the way they dealt with it.
可是我们来看这一下这段经文里面的人，他们怎么反应？
It was just.A normal execution weekend.
他们对他们来讲，这不过是一个普通的周末，有一个人被处死刑了。
These days, we don't go to the town square and watch executions like they used to do.
以前人他们处死刑的时候都是在小镇的广场，然后大家都会去看。当然，现在已经没有这种景象了。
Probably better that it's not like that these days.
当然还好，现在已经不像以前那么残忍。
But.Everybody was out to watch the spectacle of the execution.
可是以前那种情况就是大家都会去小镇广场看
You've seen the movies where the guy being executed, everybody starts throwing tomatoes at them or throwing food at him and jeering him.
大家可能电影里面看过那种情节，就是有人被吊上去以后，那小镇的居民就开始向那个罪犯丢水果啊，丢食物。
And it was kind of happening like that, just a regular old time in their lives. It wasn't significant for them.
对那些镇上的居民来说，看人家被处死只不过是他们生活中的一部分而已，他们也不觉得有什么稀奇。
They witness firsthand the most significant event in all of human history. And look how they respond to it.
可是在这段经文里面，这些人他们目睹的是人类史上最重要的事件，可是大家看看他们的反应是怎么样。
So this whole scene that we read about today really gives a clear insight into human nature.
我们今天读了这段经文，让我们清楚地看见人的本性。
And it gives insight into the human nature that you and I sitting here today is the kind of nature that's in our hearts too.
而且我们也了解到，这样的本性其实存在你我的心中。
So, let me tell you about that a minute.
所以我们等一下就要来讲到这方面的。
Now, the first thing is it relates to what we deal with, what we do with lies.
第一件事情就是让我们看清我们面对谎言的态度。
The leaders of Jerusalem and the Jews, and then finally the crowds, embraced a lie about Jesus.
耶路撒冷这些祭司长这些群众他们接受这个谎言。
They'd seen all this evidence. You can go back in Matthew and read it. That he was someone special, someone significant. And they refused to listen to that. And they embraced the lie that he's just a common criminal. Just someone we need to get rid of.
当然之前我们都看马太福音之前我们就可以看到耶稣行了很多神迹奇事。这些的人也都亲眼目睹。可是他们宁可相信一个谎言就是认为耶稣他不过是一个平常罪犯。
This is the thing about human nature.
这就是人性的写照。
Once we embrace a lie, we wholeheartedly follow it. And you can see it right here in the text.
就是我们只要一接受一个谎言我们就会全心全意的来相信这个谎言。从这段经文我们就可以这样了解。
If we're going to embrace a lie, we just make it a big lie.
如果我们要接受一个谎言这个谎言就会变成一个我们生命中的一个大谎言。
You don't just embrace it yourself. You want to get everybody else to join you in following and acting as if that lie is the truth.
因为不但你自己要接受这个谎言了，你还希望全部的人都跟你一样来接受这个谎言。
First, the chief priests.
那一开始是这些祭司长来相信这个谎言。
Then the Roman soldiers.
罗马士兵也相信了。
And the crowds.
最后群众也都相信了。
And then pretty soon everybody is mocking Jesus.
然后最后我们看到每个人都在嘲笑耶稣。
They embraced the lie that Jesus was not significant and he was not valuable to them.
他们相信这个谎言，相信耶稣不重要，没有什么价值。
This is human nature. You embrace a lie and you wholeheartedly run with it as if it's the truth.
所以这就是人性，人性就是你一相信一个谎言之后，这个谎言就你就变成全心全意去相信它。
You saw it here, but this is very applicable to you and me here.
虽然这只是经文上面的一个真理，但是这个其实在我们的生命中，我们也可以看出我们有这样的本性。
Our first ancestor Adam was the first one to embrace a lie, and he embraced the lie that God was not good.And that if he tried to make himself independent of God and go his own way and disobey God, things would be better.
我们人类的祖先亚当他是第一个有接受谎言的人，他宁可相信神不是良善的，他相信如果他要独立自主的话，他就应该不要去顺从神的话。
So just like these guys here, you and I are particularly susceptible to taking what is not truth and believing it and following it.
所以就像这段经文里面的人一样，我们的人性都倾向去接受谎言，去接受不是真理的事。
When Paul started his book, writing his book of the Romans about the Christian life, the first thing he was saying was talking about this, men who suppress the truth by their wickedness.
耶稣对不起保罗他在写新约里面的一些信的时候他就有提到就是那些行不义又抵挡真理的人罗马书。
Yeah, men who suppress the truth by their wickedness.
行不义抵挡真理的人。
Now, it doesn't have to, in your life, it might not be such a big lie as this, or it might be a small lie, but you'll do the same thing in your human nature.
在我们生命中，我们所接受的谎言，可能不像这边的人接受的谎言这么大，可是我们还是会接受一些小谎言。
You have a tendency to self-deceit, just like the Jews here did.
我们跟这些犹太人一样，都有自欺欺人的倾向。
It might be how you think about yourself as you treat other people. You might think, oh, I'm just really nice and good to other people.
你可能自我欺骗，以为你对别人很好。
It might be about some habit or action that you do, and you feel somehow, this is good for me, what I'm doing is good, but actually it's really destructive to you and to other people around you.
你可能有一些坏习惯，你以为这些习惯是好的，可是事实上这些习惯不但会造成你自我毁灭，也会毁灭别人的生活。
So just learn from this first that human nature has a tendency to self-deceit.
所以我们从这段经文可以学到，人心里面都有自欺的倾向。
And you'll end up doing what these Jews did, missing out on the most significant event in human history, and actually opposing the greatest and most good person in human history.
所以我们的后果就会跟这些犹太人一样，去抵挡真理，去抵挡史上最良善、最公义的人。
Now, thankfully, God has changed people's hearts, and we embrace the truth about Jesus, and that's why people come together to worship God.
但是感谢神，他改变了我们的心，那我们愿意接受、拥抱有关耶稣的真理，这也是为什么我们今天会来这里聚会。
So the next application to this principle about human nature is, even though your faith is reasonable, you can't just simply make a clear argument and expect others to believe it, because people are so prone to embrace lies.
第二个我们可以学习到的就是，虽然信仰，我们的信信仰是合理的，可是我们没有办法借着理论来让别人相信这个信仰，因为人心里面都倾向接受那些虚伪的事。
So you try to, as clearly as possible, explain who Jesus is and what people need to believe and what the Bible says. But it's not a matter of just explaining it to them whether they believe or not.
所以虽然有时候我们很努力的要把福音的讯息传讲得很清楚，可是有时候讲得很清楚，也是有时候是无济于事。Ultimately,
when people hear the gospel, the issue is more a matter of the will instead of a matter of reason.
因为人们到底会不会接受真理，其实有时候是理智的因素，可是更重要的是他们的意志，在意志上他们愿不愿意去接受。
Look at verse 42.
我们来看一下42节。
Now that Jesus is up on the cross, they say, hey, come down from the cross, and we'll believe in him.
但42节这边，他们那些人跟耶稣说，你如果从十字架上下来，我们就相信你。See,
people are unwilling to believe no matter how much evidence is there until God changes their hearts.
所以我们可以看出，不管人们已经看过多少证据、多少神迹奇事，他们还是不会相信神。要知道等到神改变他们的心，他们才会相信。
And the people here were just saying, okay, I mean, we've seen your whole life lived out in public. We've seen all the miracles you've done. And they'll just say, oh, but we just need one more thing to really believe you.
在这边，那些犹太人，他们已经看过耶稣的一生，看过耶稣所行的神迹奇事，可是他们还是要求耶稣再多做一件事情，他们才愿意相信他。No
matter how much evidence you give someone, the evidence itself will never be enough, no matter how reasonable it is, until God changes their will.
所以，不管我们有多少证据，不管这些证据多么清楚，我们的心还是不会改变。我们的心只有神来改变我们的时候才会改变。So
I have a question for you.
所以我要问大家一个问题。
Has the gospel been explained clearly to you?
你觉得, 福音已经解释得够清楚了吗?
Has what Jesus done been explained to you?
你对耶稣的所作所为已经, 解释得够清楚了吗?
Now, if it hasn't, if you're not clear on it, that's something we can do, is try to explain it to you, and you can ask about that.
如果你对于耶稣的生平还有福音还有不清楚的地方，我们很愿意继续向各位解释清楚。
But the bigger question is, are you willing to believe? when you hear the truth.
但是更重要的问题是，你如果真的已经听到真理了，你愿意相信吗？
And that's why when we present the gospel, we try to do it clearly. But we realize that we need to pray for the Holy Spirit to change your heart, to make you willing, because you don't start out willing.
所以虽然我们当然我们要很努力的把福音的讯息解释得非常清楚，但是同时我们也要向神祷告，请求圣灵来改变我们的心，让我们愿意接受。
Now, the second thing about human nature.
那有关人性的第二点。
Remember what was happening, what looked like was happening, there was something else going on there that we almost can't even understand.
那在这段经文里面，这些人他们目睹了一串事件的发生，可是事实的真相并不是他们所眼见的。
If we just looked at this without knowing anything else, we'd think, oh, this is a hopeless situation here. What's happening to Jesus?
如果我们只看这个经文表面的描述，我们可能会觉得说，耶稣他这个人已经没有希望了。
See, human beings are finite.
因为我们的人总是有，我们人的智慧总是有限的。
You cannot see all ends to what you're experiencing at the moment.
我们所经历的一切事情，其实我们没办法纵观全局。
You can't understand everything that's going on in your life.
我们没办法了解我们生命中的事情为什么会这样发生。
And just like the passage we read today, often at the moment that it's really a moment of victory, things seem totally hopeless.
我们其实事实的真相常常是在毫无指望的时刻，在那样的时刻，事实上是我们赢得完全胜利的时刻。
So you need to remember that you're finite.
所以我们要永远记得我们是有限的。
And this is why you should really treasure God's word here.
这也是为什么我们要很珍惜神的话语。
Because God actually gave us a peek into His mind and from His perspective and what He could see that we could never understand from our own.
因为在圣经里面，神他告诉我们。他给我们他的话语，让我们了解如何从神的角度来看世上的事情，这是我们从自己的角度无法去理解的。
And we should believe this. If you're satisfied this is God's word, you should believe it more than your own experience, because you always can't see everything of what's going on with your experience.
所以你如果相信圣经的话，圣经里面的文字是神的话语，你就应该把神的话语看为比你个人的经验更为重要。
There's a really good verse that a singer in the United States, his name is Stephen Curtis Chapman, and there's a song he wrote, and I'll just read you one verse of it.
在美国有个很有名的歌手，他叫 Chapman, 我现在要念他写的一首歌的歌词给你们听。
I'm not going to sing it, I'll just read it.
我不会唱，我只用念着就好。
He starts, God is God and I am not.
他说神才是神，我不是神。
He says, I can only see a part of the picture he's painting.
神在画做一幅画，我只能看见这幅画中的一部分。
He says, God is God and I am man.
他说神是神，我只是人。
And I just cannot understand it all, for only God is God.
我无法了解每一件事情，因为只有神才是全知的。
So, the application for you is just like nobody that was witnessing this understood the victory that was happening right in this hopeless moment that we read about today. The same thing in your life. You might look really hopeless and look suffering and tragic, but you don't know what God is doing. And God brings the victory out of things.
所以从这段经文里面我们可以了解到一件事情，就是在你的生命当中，如果你经历过很多很悲剧性的很事情，很多的受苦，那你可能从你的角度来看，你可能觉得这都是很糟的事情，可是从神的角度来看，事实上他是为你成就极大的胜利。
So I told you two things about human nature.
所以我刚刚跟大家我告诉大家两点有关人的本性。
What was the first? What was the first thing?
第一点是什么？
Prone to self-deceit.
第一点就是我们都有自欺的倾向。
And the second thing?
第二点是什么呢？
Well, that's related to the first one. We're finite.
第二点
even when we can see the truth, we can't see everything.
第二点就是我们都是有限的，虽然有时候我们可以看见真理的一部分，我们没办法看见全局。
And so that, if you can look at that, both of those things make us very limited in our getting a handle of what's going on in our own lives and what God's plan is.
所以因为我们人心里面有这两个倾向，这让我们其实也让我们了解到，其实我们是非常有限的，我们其实没办法好好掌管我们生活，只有神才有办法。
So sometimes during your life and you're feeling really stressed out, you just gotta quote Stephen Curtis Chapman's song, God is God and I am not God.
所以有时候你如果觉得生活中压力很大，你就记得Chapman 的歌，他说神是神，我只是人。
And if you're getting this perspective on how small you are,It really tells you a lot about how great God is.
所以我们如果能够真正了解到我们有多么的渺小，我们就更能够了解到神是多么伟大。
This passage we read today is an example of the excellence and beauty of God's wisdom.
今天我们读了这段经文，其实也告诉我们神伟大崇高的智慧。
Everything looked like it was one way, but what was really going on was totally the opposite.
因为我们所看到这段经文里面的故事是很悲惨的，可是事实上，这段经文讲的是一件很美好的事。
God says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways."
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
And as high as the heavens are above the earth, so my thoughts and ways are higher than yours.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
Even the most brilliant people in the world, when they try to contemplate God and what He's planning and what He's doing, they reach this barrier point and they can't go any farther.
就算是世界上最聪明的人来思考神所做的一切，他们也会理解到自己的智慧其实是有限的。
Paul was one of these brilliant guys, and he was trying to work out God's plan with the Jews. And then in Romans 11, he just stops at a point and says, "Oh, the depths!" Of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out.
保罗是世界上最聪明的人之一。他那时候他在思考神对犹太人的计划。他说他就赞叹神。他说：“深哉，神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。”
Now sometimes see God's plans look weak.
有时候我们觉得神的计划看起来很软弱。
In verse 46, Jesus proclaimed, "My God, my God, why are you forsaking me?"
但是46节这边耶稣他喊叫说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Such a pitiful state of affairs that came to the one who followed God the best.
这耶稣他是全心全意追寻神的人，结果他的下场却这么悲惨。
Sometimes God's plans look weak.But you can trust him. He always has the victory.
有时候神的计划看起来很软弱，但是我们要继续相信神，因为神最终会得到胜利。
You know, when Jesus was saying that, we tried to have it in Aramaic. I don't even know how to pronounce it in Aramaic. Eloi, Eloi, Lama Sabachthani. He was quoting a prophecy of the Old Testament.
耶稣他这边的话是用亚美尼语，就是当地的一个方言讲的。但事实上，这句话是旧约里面的一个预言。
If you were to turn there, just write it down next to your passage in your Bible, Psalm 22. That's what he's quoting.
耶稣这句话是从诗篇22篇里面一句话引述的。
And in a sense, Jesus is saying, "This is what I'm experiencing." And he was because of he was taking on people's sin. But also, he's saying.This is exactly as God had planned it. And if you go back to Psalm 22, you will see these descriptions of what's going to be happening in the crucifixion. And it totally matches.
从一方面来看，我们会觉得说，没错，这是耶稣在当时亲身的经历。但是从另外一个角度来看，我们也从诗篇22篇来看，我们也可以了解到耶稣所经历的这件事情是神已经预先计划好的。
So we've come this way. Human nature, we self-deceit. Even if we're looking at the truth, we can't see everything, and we've come to, but God's wisdom and power and plans are beautiful and good, and right, and you can trust him.
所以,
we've started from this thing of human self-deceit and our finiteness, and even if we could see the truth, we wouldn't see everything. And we've kind of brought human nature down this way. But then we're seeing how great God is in this passage.
所以因为我们有自欺的倾向，而且我们所看见的是有限的，但是我们可以相信，我们知道自己的智慧是如此的渺小之后，我们可以更信赖神，因为我们知道神的智慧是崇高伟大的。
See, the other thing you can see when Jesus is crying out this is that, my God, why have you forsaken me? You can see the depth of God's love, not just his wisdom, but the depth of his love for sinners.
所以我们在这边看到耶稣他说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我的时候，我们可以看到神的爱，对神对人世人的爱是多么伟大。
It was, Jesus was experiencing God turning his wrath and punishment for sinners' sin on his son so that you sinners and me, a sinner, doesn't have to experience that.
因为神把他对罪人的愤怒都转移到耶稣身上，那耶稣承受了我们的，耶稣为我们承受了神的愤怒，这样子我们就不会接受神的惩罚。
The last thing you can learn from this is you can know for sure who Jesus really is from this record, this testimony.
从今天的经文，我们也可以更清楚地看到耶稣是谁。
Who is Jesus?
耶稣是谁呢?
See, the charge written on top of the cross, it's completely true.
十字架上面那个牌子写着耶稣的罪状，可是那个罪状里面的控告是完全真实的。
Jesus was truly the King of the Jews.
因为耶稣他真的是犹太人的王。
And at the very time that others thought they were making an end to him, that was the very time he was winning the kingdom.
这些人他们以为他们把耶稣的生命给结束了，可是就是在那一刻，耶稣他赢得他的王国。He
was purchasing the people who would be his people.
他用自己的生命买回属于他的子民。He
was fighting a battle. It didn't look like he had armies fighting a battle to win a kingdom, but he was fighting a battle to bring these people out of the kingdom of darkness into his own kingdom.
那时候耶稣是在打一场战役，他要把他的子民从黑暗的国度里面解救出来，带进他自己的王国。And
as he died on that cross and the events surrounding it, people start to realize something else is going on that we weren't expecting.
耶稣死在十字架上以后，又发生了一连串的事情。那时候的人，他们才了解到说，耶稣的死不是一件寻常的事。
God would not let people just say, this is a normal day, the normal Friday night execution of some common criminal.
因为神他不愿意让人们误以为说，这个耶稣被处以死刑的这个礼拜五，只不过是一个平常的礼拜五傍晚而已。
At the time of the day when the sun shines brightly, all of a sudden, there was no light.
因为耶稣被钉的时候，本来太阳是普照的，结果他一死，整个日头都暗了。
And we're not talking about just some brief eclipse where the moon's passing in front of the sun. The darkness stayed dark.
太阳暗掉不是一个日食而已，整个天都暗了。It
didn't stop being an eclipse.
并不是一个月食，日食而已。And
there was an earthquake.
而且当时还有地震,
right at the time Jesus died.
他一死就地震了。
And inside the temple, far away, this massive curtain that was of one weave of cloth, all of a sudden, from the top, where no one can reach it, ripped in two.
而且他一死，圣殿里面的布幔就从中裂为两半。这个布幔是很高的，人没办法用手去把它撕裂。
And at the time of this earthquake, literally, I mean, you see a bunch of tombs up all around Taipei, up on the mountains, all the good view property. Just imagine an earthquake, and all of a sudden, people start walking down from those hills.
我们也遭受在台北山区里面风水好的地方，有很多坟墓。我们想象，如果地震，结果这些坟墓裂开，有人从坟墓里面死里复活走出来，你是什么感受？
They were saying, he saved others, why can't he save himself?
这些嘲笑他耶稣的人说他可以救别人为什么他不救自己
And at the very instant of his death, people were raised to life.
结果耶稣一死就许多圣徒就从死里复活了
And so, you come to verse 54, when some people were left saying, this was not an ordinary event, this was not an ordinary criminal. And they say, surely he was the Son of God.
所以在54节这边我们就会看到有一些人他们终于了解到说耶稣不是个平凡人他们才了解到说耶稣真的是神的儿子
It's like saying, I don't know what's going on, what's happening, why it's happening, but one thing I know, this Jesus, he really is the eternal Son of God.
那些人他们其实并不了解并不完全了解他们周遭当时发生的事情但是他们心里面已经很确定耶稣就是永生神的儿子
So I just want to conclude with a final application
所以我最后要再讲一点
You might think you have a good handle on your life
我们可能觉得说我们生活过得还不错
You've got it managed pretty well
我们把生活处理得还不错
You found a job bringing in an income
我们有工作有收入
You might not have found your spouse yet but you're thinking heyThere's some options, you know, Taipei is a big city.
有些人可能还没有结婚，可是他们有好几个选项，反正他们觉得台北是一个很大的城市，有很多人。
You might think you've got a good handle on your life, but really, God is the one who holds you in his hand.
我们可能觉得我们是自己生命的掌管者，可是神他才是真正的掌管者。
And you might think that you have it good here in the present state of things and your life is going pretty well.
你可能会觉得说你目前生活中的一切都还蛮顺遂的。
You might not think you need a savior.
可能也不觉得说我们需要一个救主。
But really, like that darkness on that day, you were born into a kingdom of darkness and self-deceit, and you're headed for destruction.
可是事实上我们是生在一个黑暗的王国里面那我们也都有自欺的倾向这个王国最终的目的就是毁灭目的地就是毁灭
You're locked like a slave in a kingdom and you need someone to invade and conquer and bring you and free you out of it
我们就像是黑暗王国里面的奴隶一样我们需要有人来解救我们
You think you're walking along a meadow in the grass, but really you're locked in chains in a dungeon. That's the spiritual state you start out with.
我们真正的属灵的情况，事实上我们是手脚都被铐着，绑在这个黑暗的王国里面。
You need to escape.
所以我们必须从这个王国里面逃脱。
You need a jailbreak.
我们也需要有人来把我们从监狱里面救出来。
You need to be saved and brought into a new kingdom.
我们需要拯救才能够进入一个新的王才能够进入神的王国
You need to be brought into the place where God's love is on you
我们需要进入神的国这样神的爱才能够在我们身上
And the Bible talks about you need to be brought into the kingdom of the Son whom he loves
圣经告诉我们我们必须进到神的爱子的王国
See nothing else is going to last except for this kingdom
因为到世界的终点只有神的王国可以永存其他的都不会存在继续存在
You know, the Jews when they saw this sign that was put up on Jesus you can read about it in John the charge that was put up on Jesus' cross You can read about in John the Jews responded when they saw this sign that was put on Jesus' cross
在约翰福音里面我们可以看到那些犹太人看到耶稣头上这个牌子的时候他们的反应为何
The Jewish leaders were saying Hey, just say he claimed to be the king of the Jews Don't say Jesus the king of the Jews
那时候那些看着耶稣的犹太人他们叫罗马士兵把那个牌子重写他说不要写耶稣是犹太人的王要写说耶稣他自称为是犹太人的王
They didn't want it to be said he's their king
因为他们不想要牌子上面写的耶稣是犹太人的王
We all start out like that We don't want it to be said that Jesus is our king
我们一开始都是这样子我们不想要承认耶稣是我们的王
Would you delight in that sign being put up on Jesus saying, Jesus, the King of, and insert your name, Jesus, my King. Could you be happy with the fact if Pilate put up a sign and it said, Jesus, my King, or Jesus, the King of Joel Linton?
如果说比拉多在耶稣头上放一个牌子，牌子里面写着耶稣是我们的王，你心中会有喜乐吗？
We're so ashamed of him all the time.
我们常常都以耶稣为耻。
Don't put my name up there next to Jesus.
我们都不想要把我们的名字跟耶稣的名字放在一起。
But he's a good king.
但是耶稣是个良善的王。
And we should pray that to the whole world. Put my name on that sign too. Not just the King of the Jews, put my name up there.
我们应该要向世界宣告，我们应该让世界看到我们的名字跟耶稣的名字一同写在十字架那个牌子上面。
It was announced in heaven, and John witnessed it in Revelation.
在启示录里面有一句话。
The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever.
他说世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王直到永永远远。
I hope you'll really take him as your king.
我希望大家真的把耶稣看作是我们的王。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Lord, take our eyes and our minds and our hearts and our will and show us the significance, the true significance of what we read today.
主啊，求你在我们的身心灵各方面都启示我们，让我们知道我们今天所读的经文的重要性。
And I pray that everyone here could be brought into that kingdom and gladly, willingly follow Jesus, the King.
我们求你让我们每个人都能够进入神的国，而且满心喜悦的来跟随主。
Not just the King of the Jews.
因为耶稣不只是犹太人的王。
But the King of the kingdom that will swallow up the world and will never end.
因为耶稣他还是那个永恒的国的王，这个他的国将会取代世上一切的国。
Lord, we thank you for your wisdom that's beyond our understanding.
我们也感谢你有这样崇高的智慧，因为我们知道你的智慧远高过于我们的。
Help us to trust you and your plans in our lives.
求你让我们相信你，以及相信你对我们生命的计划。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now we started late and we're running a little late.
刚刚开始，所以现在时间有点延到了。
I will open it up for one question.
我们现在有时间可以让大家问一个问题。
Maybe take a few minutes. Does anyone have a question from the text today or from something you've been reading in the Bible?
有人对今天的经文有问题吗？或者说你其他读经的时候有其他地方的问题？
Nathan's got a question.
Uh, 这边马太福音的经文提到，就是说耶稣死后有很多人从死里复活。圣经里面还有其他的地方有提到这一点吗
？I don't know of any.
我不知道，圣经里面好像没有其他地方有提到这件事。
But just remember that first point in the sermon.
不过大家要记得我先讲到里面的一个重点。
Once people commit themselves to embracing a lie, no matter what you see, you're not going to.Go back on it, and if the Jews and everyone in Jerusalem had gone that path, even a bunch of dead people that had been raised to life wouldn't convince them, and so you probably would not have heard of any other accounts.
因为只要一接受一个谎言，我们就不会再去相信真理。那因为圣经里面这些犹太人，他们不愿意去相信真理，他们就算看到有了人从死里复活，他们也不会因此去相信神。
But there are a lot of things, accounts about Jesus, not by Christians, that had a huge respect for him and who he was. There are a lot of accounts written about Jesus from non-Christians at that time that had a big respect for him.
不过当时有很多非基督徒，他们也写了有关很多耶稣的一些传记。那这些人他们其实很尊重耶稣。
And I think even there's a great Jewish historian Josephus that has written about it, a lot about it.
有一个很伟大的、很有名的一个犹太历史家，他写了有关很多耶稣的事迹。